My first thought, honestly, because my husband was off that day and we were all driving home, is that, oh my God, my house is on fire. And then I immediately thought, because the kids were in their car seats in the back seat, that's okay, we're all safe. The kids are here, we're safe, it's okay.
To me, you know, it was just a fire, it can all be replaced.
On August 24th, 2012, in the Natomas community of Sacramento, the home of Brad and Jennifer Taylor and their two children was destroyed by fire.
So this is our home. You can see the fire damaged everything. In here, the front bathroom with our baby toilet seat on it. You're so raw after it and realizing how much you lost and and the things that can never be replaced.
Little did the Taylors know that their problems were just beginning.
So the fire happened on Friday, and the following Thursday, the insurance adjuster came out with some contractors to do a walkthrough and work up bids on what it would be to repair the damage. And during that process, one of the contractors mentioned about possibly having to elevate the house in order to rebuild it because we lived in Natomas.
As the Taylors found out, due to FEMA regulations implemented in 2008, they would have to raise the habitable part of their home 20 feet in order to rebuild.
There were over 35,000 homes in that area and never were elevated over 20 feet in the air. And so to tell someone that that's what they have to do to fix their home, which isn't covered by insurance, is ridiculous.
Yeah, it would look strange, and folks have considered this requirement to be a de facto moratorium, is what you've probably heard, because not many folks want to build up 20 feet.
When the Taylors bought their home in 1998, they thought they were making a safe investment.
FEMA had just certified the levees for 100 years in 98. And so we felt safe purchasing here. They removed the requirement for mandatory flood insurance at the time. And we thought it was gonna be a starter house, and 14 years later, we were still in it.
Before 2008, the Natomas Basin was in an X zone, which allowed regular development, allowed regular reconstruction of homes. And prior to 2008, when Katrina happened, there was a heightened awareness to flood-prone areas. So the federal government reassessed different levees, and subsequently the Sacramento levees were decertified and the area was redesignated as an AE zone.
So we were told by our mortgage company, we were told by FEMA that we had to get flood insurance, but that was pretty much all that we were told.
What the Taylors weren't told is that homes destroyed by fire in AE zones can only be rebuilt if they're raised to the base flood elevation, which for the Taylors means 20 feet. Otherwise, new building and renovations costing more than 50% of the value of the structure are prohibited.
The city has on record that our home is, just the structure alone, that our home is worth $71,000. So according to them, we couldn't spend more than $35,000 to fix our home. The estimates to repair our home are about $190,000 or more.
Hoping to find a solution to their dilemma, the Taylors attempted to contact FEMA.
I called the regional office many, many times. I had written to the regional office many times. Trying to even find a phone number to contact anyone in FEMA is very, very difficult, I have discovered.
We don't have the authority to make land use decisions for a community.
The city of Sacramento normally does have the authority to make land use decisions, but in this instance, they're constrained by FEMA regulations.
The city could provide a variance, but they're again caught by our guidance.
The federal regulations require that in order for us to participate in the National Flood Insurance Program and receive aid if a flood were to happen, we have to abide by the rules.
Those federal rules have placed the Taylor family in an unenviable situation.
We cannot use the property, we can't rebuild, we can't sell it, you know, because it's useless to anybody. We still have to pay for flood insurance on that property. We're also paying a mortgage on the property. The mortgage company suggested that we walk away from the loan. Neither one of us are okay with that. We believe if you have a responsibility, you should fulfill that responsibility, regardless of the circumstances. It's unpleasant, but that's the way life is.
And it's not the mortgage company's fault any more than it is ours.
Probably the best long-term solution, to say it that way, is for Congress to provide the Corps of Engineers the money to fix the levees.
Unfortunately for the Taylors, FEMA's long-term solution won't fix their real-time problem. So for now, the Taylors must pin their hopes on Congress carving out an exemption that will finally free them from their bureaucratic limbo.
Doris Matsui's office has been very helpful.
Congresswoman Matsui has actually introduced some legislation to help change things.
If passed, the Fire-Damaged Home Rebuilding Act of 2012 would give FEMA the authority to grant families like the Taylors a variance that would allow them to rebuild their home.
They got this bill written very, very quickly. So they're trying to do what they can. However, you know, even a congresswoman has limited power. And, you know, really it's the constituents that have to put pressure on their representatives to try to get something like this changed.
I've stuck flyers under windshields. We've stood in front of grocery stores handing out flyers.
Actually, the 2 days before Thanksgiving, because they were the busiest shopping days, we went out to the local grocery stores and were handing out flyers for hours and hours and hours.
If I were in the same situation, I would want to blame someone, quite honestly. And it's easy to blame government.
I feel terrible for them. You know, she has a family, and they've been paying their mortgage for 13 years.
It doesn't always work out the way we intend it, but we never stop trying.
If you're allowed to buy here and you're allowed to live here, you should be allowed to rebuild your home here.